It's time for your comments, and we start with this correction. Last month, we brought you a story about Friends of the Children. The program in Portland, Oregon, pays mentors to work with troubled kids. The story was a follow-up to one 10 years ago when reporter Colin Fogarty profiled someone named Anthony. The boy was 8 years old at the time, and so the report did not use his last name.
Our recent story profiled Anthony 10 years later. Well, this week, Friends of the Children came to Colin Fogarty to say they made a major mistake. The child in the original piece was not the same person in our recent story. The program lost contact with the Anthony from the original piece when he moved away. The young man from our recent story had the same mentor and was also named Anthony. We're looking into how Friends of the Children made the error and what happened to the boy profiled in the original story.
On to some email reacting to Daniel DeSalvo. He teaches political science at the City College of New York, and we talked to him about the debate over public employee unions. He argued that when those unions contribute to the Democratic Party, they are funneling tax money to the Democrats.
Insofar as taxpayers are ultimately the ones who pay public employee salaries and pay those union dues, public employees are, in effect, subsidizing the Democratic Party.
Well, Kevin Gallagher of Memphis writes this: as flawed and troubling as Professor DeSalvo's arguments were, I was bothered more by the fact that they went unchallenged. Are not government employees also citizens and thus entitled to the same rights as others? Can they not spend the money they earn through their labor as they see fit?
And Keith Elwood of Victoria, British Columbia says, I suppose if a teacher buys a beer or a foreign car or trans fatty tasty cakes or porn, then taxpayer dollars are providing the funding of these vices. Elwood continues, come on, NPR, if you don't call your guests on such foolishness, who will?
You can write to us at npr.org. Please click on Contact Us.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.